Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're doing a deep dive into something called Wibe for Creators. It's this platform that's really promising to help people turn their know-how into a, you know, a proper one-person business.
Yeah, and we're looking directly at their product hunt page for this one. So we've got the launch info, the pitch, and importantly, some of those very first user reviews. Gives you a raw look.
Exactly. Raw is good. And the big question we're kind of circling today is, well, there are so many creator tools out there already. Can Wibe really be, like they claim, the easiest way to build and crucially sustain online community? Is that promise real?
What's fascinating here is the Wibe's core mission, right? It's built to be this launch pad. Helps you gather an audience, sure, but also build a genuinely vibrant community.
Yeah.
And critically, earn recurring revenue. That's the sustainable part.
Recurring revenue, yeah, that's the dream for many creators.
Totally. And they talk about tools for quality engagement. Looking at the product hunt stuff, that seems to mean things like built-in live Q&As, maybe structured forums, things beyond just, you know, posting content and hoping for likes.
Hmm. So more interaction baked in.
Right. Maybe even booking consultations, that kind of thing. The idea seems to be pulling different tools together, connecting creators directly with their specific audience could simplify things a lot.
Okay. But that phrase, the easiest way, that always makes me pause. I mean, what does easy actually look like when you're trying to build a real community and, you know, monetize your expertise beyond just ads? Especially if you're doing it all yourself, wearing all the hats. How easy can it truly be made?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
So, okay, looking at the Product Hunt page,
mm-hmm.
It launched, what, 2025? And it's already got a 5.0 rating.
Mm-hmm.
Early days, obviously, but still.
That's strong.
Very strong start, yeah.
And
digging into that initial feedback, the vibe seems really positive so far. Overwhelmingly, actually. There's one user, Benjamin Lavender, who said Wibe has, and I quote, many great tools that make it easy to connect with others and grow a strong audience.
See, that hits directly on their easy promise.
Yeah, it suggests they might be cutting through some of that typical setup headache, you know, the friction.
Mm-hmm. And building on that, another reviewer, Irina, she sort of echoed that. She said the community platform sounds really promising and called it a beautiful and interactive space for genuine engagement that reinforces the community focus.
Beautiful and interactive.
Oh.
Okay.
And when Benjamin mentions many great tools, well, you wonder what that includes. Maybe integrated payments, direct messaging, things you usually need separate tools for. If they're bundling that, it really could lower the barrier for a solo creator, centralize the whole workflow.
That intuitive feel seems to be landing well with the early crowd then. And the Wibe team looks responsive too on Product Hunt anyway, thanking users, talking about building it out.
That's always a good sign. That early engagement from the developers shows they're listening.
Definitely. But, you know, while Benjamin and Arena sound enthusiastic, these are initial takes. For a deep dive, we have to ask, what are the potential bumps in the road? What might need to change as Wibe grows and users, you know, start demanding more complex features?
That is a crucial point. Always the challenge for platforms promising the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep it simple, but also let it grow with the creators? Early tools are great for getting started, right? But long term, you need more.
Like what? What kind of things?
Well, maybe robust analytics, deeper integrations with, I don't know, email marketing or other services creators rely on. Maybe even white label options down the line for people with established brands.
Mm.
It's about scaling that ease without making it too basic or too restrictive for power users.
Right. Finding that balance between simple setup and long-term flexibility.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean? For you, the creator may be listening and trying to figure out the landscape. Wibe for Creators seems to be pitching this focused, integrated approach. Community, revenue, simplifying the tech side, aiming for that quality engagement.
This raises an important question, though, doesn't it, for you listening? With so many platforms popping up, all promising to help creators, how do you tell which ones really help build authentic connections and sustainable growth? You know, moving beyond just surface level interactions or replicating stuff that's already out there.
That's a really good point. How do you look past the marketing buzzwords?
Yeah, it's about digging into the long-term value. Does it truly support your specific vision and help you build something real? Maybe like a proper membership, not just transactional stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely something to think about. Reflecting on this whole creator economy landscape, it's constantly shifting. And figuring out where new tools like Wibe fit into your strategy. Well, that's key to building something impactful and hopefully manageable in the long run.